What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Found Bites, a game review series. My name is Brian, and I'll be your host. If you don't know about us, we're all about testing out and finding small, high-quality video games. And this week is another Tales and Sales episode, where we do a quick rundown of some first impressions for five small games, and then highlight some games from our discussion catalog that are currently on sale on major platforms. Now, we are recording today, Monday, May 20th, so we're dropping on a Tuesday, probably Tuesday morning, and that's because there are multiple big sales on PlayStation, one that is just about to end, and one that is pretty much going for the next week, as well as there's a small sale that is on Steam that's ending in a couple days, so we wanted to get you those before they go away. But first, let's get into some tales about some games, and let's talk first about a game called Ultros. And this is available on PC, Mac, and PlayStation consoles. I put in a little more than 4 hours on this on PS5. It's kind of a Metroidvania action platformer. It's in 2D. There's something that will hit you right away when you play this game. There's unbelievable color and presentation from the backgrounds to the foregrounds. And there's all kinds of interaction with the foregrounds and things in the backgrounds. Like, you hit things and they spill and gush out, and colors and all kinds of animations. It's just really well done, really powerful. The combat is very kinetic, but it seems a bit limited to me, or kind of button mashy. Like, there are a couple different ways that you can kill enemies and you can get different moves, but it's really just kind of hitting them until they're dead. Overall, the game feels a little aimless to me. I think I'm just a little confused. I'm not really sure what to do. It's kind of open exploration. You're wandering a bit. There is this mechanic with time loops where you go to a certain spot and it kind of resets the map or the game a little bit, as well as some of your upgrades. I'm just not sure quite yet how that functions or how to do that consistently or why I would want to do that. And so there is some confusion about what you upgrade about your character, what's permanent, what's temporary. I am starting to get the hang of it. And I will say that the upgrades are very extensive, how you can upgrade your character, as well as different things in the environment. Like, you get these items and you can plant seeds and they can grow. And then if you go through a time loop, like, it'll change the environment. So it has a lot of those elements to it. There is a real heavy immersion factor to this game, I feel, but I find it very confusing. The language is written in a particular way, and that's really cool. But overall, I don't quite know what I'm doing in general. This is a game that I feel I will get back to. And if you're someone who's really into Metroidvania action platformers, and you look at this and you love the presentation, you might want to give this a go as well. Next up is a game called Thunder Ray. This is available on PC, consoles, and on mobile. I put in about an hour in this game. It's kind of this first-person retro boxing sim, like this arcade, almost like a Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, where you're like the boxer and you're viewing it from almost your perspective. I think you might actually have the boxer in front of you, but you're kind of viewing the punches from the enemy as they come in. The game is all about reaction, and it's very specific. Like, you have to look for specific tells in the enemies. It does have difficulty levels, but it's really tough, I found. A couple fights I just kept beating my head against the wall because I couldn't figure out this moveset, and then I just got frustrated, and then I just started button mashing. I would like to see some gameplay variation. I only played it for an hour. I'm interested to see if maybe things change up a little bit. If not, it's not really for me, so I'm kind of torn between it. Maybe I'll jump back in. The game does say it has a twist to it. I don't know what that is yet, but I've only put it an hour, so I might get back to this at some point. Next up is a game called Dark, D-A-R-Q, and this is available on PC and consoles. This is a puzzle platform adventure, kind of in 2D. I put in maybe about an hour or two playing this myself, but primarily my wife played through this and beat it. I kind of went back and forth with the controller a bunch of times, so we were playing it on PS4. This game has a super unique vibe. It's like Nightmare Before Christmas crossed with games like Inside or Limbo. So definitely some darkness, some black and white palettes, some eeriness. It is a 2D game, but it's really interesting what it does with dimension swapping. Like, you're going side to side, but then you can kind of swap to a different axis as your 2D platform. So that's really interesting, as well as there's like turning on a plane. Like, if you walk to the edge of a platform, but you can kind of go down, or there's a pit that goes down and there's like a floor to it, you'll like keep going and then the screen will turn 90 degrees. So really interesting kind of visual stuff that goes on there that's really unique. The game is simple. It's not really my bag, but it's something that has some good puzzling. So if you're into puzzling and kind of a weird, creepy vibe, this game might be for you. Next up is a game called Howl. This is available on PC and consoles. I put in about 1 to 2 hours on PlayStation 5 with this game. It's this turn-based tactical game that has like mini levels, almost like you're going across an overworld and then going into these mini levels and figuring out how to get to the flag or whatever. This is beautifully hand-drawn art, and it is really breathtaking just watching this. It has kind of a top-down view when you're in the levels, looking down at like the grid-based tactics. And it also has this like folktale aesthetic. I'm not quite sure about the story and whatnot, but there are definitely like wolves and maybe a little like Red Riding Hood type thing, as well as some magic. I'm very confused playing this game. This is almost direct contrast to a game like Into the Breach. With Into the Breach, I felt like no matter what I was doing, I knew exactly what was going to happen and what was going to cause what, and it was fully transparent. I don't feel that way in this game. I'm not really sure how to dictate what the enemies are going to do, because a lot of your actions depend on whether the enemies are going to move or not, or see you, and so it's really not clear, and that made it really frustrating for me to play. I do feel like the progression in this game is a little simple, so even if it was confusing, all I had to do was like kill all the monsters on this small grid and then get to the flagpole. There is sort of like a collectathon type thing where you can get certain number of stars in each level, but I really just wasn't feeling it. The combination of tactics being very simple but somehow also confusing, it's a game that I might get back to, but I don't know, so maybe check that out if you're interested. And finally, a game called Library of Babel, and this is available on PC and all consoles. I put about 2 to 3 hours with this on PlayStation 5. It's this 2D stealth platform adventure game. It reminds me a lot of Wildfire in the stealth aspects, where you're kind of hiding in the background or the foreground as an enemy is walking past you in a 2D plane. And there are some other elements to this. It's very interesting in terms of how much you're exploring and kind of finding your own way. There are a lot of side quests, and you are kind of finding things and figuring out who might need this. So there are puzzles in that aspect, as well as there's fast travel. So all of this combined with the stealth elements make it really interesting. I will say the quests are a bit fetchy, and because it's kind of a puzzle adventure game, it's not like you're doing a lot of action. You're just kind of going to one place and you find an item, you figure out who needs it, bring it back to them, things like that. It is a bit slow paced and really minimal action, like I said, and nothing that'll really require any kind of controller skill. I do think there is a lot here to unpack and a lot of content and some cool things here, but it's definitely not a game that I'm really going to jump into that much more. All right, now let's get into some sales. And let's start with PlayStation. So there are two big sales going on right now. The first is called Big Deals, and this ends on May 22nd. So as of publishing this on Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, you'll have about 2 days left. And there's a couple games here that we've definitely talked about, starting with Skull, the Hero Slayer. That's on sale for $9.99. Death's Gambit is on sale for $10.99. Death's Gambit is a great 2D Souls-like Metroidvania, whatever you want to call it. But a lot of vibes there, great soundtrack, and $10.99 is a great price. Hue, which is our last episode that we just talked about, that's a great game. That's on sale for $149, which is an impeccable deal. There's like no reason that you should not just jump into this game, especially if you own a Vita, because it's cross-buy on Vita. Nocturnal is on sale for $12.99. Merchant of the Skies is on sale for $8.24. That's a great game. We talked about that in our episode. And then finally, Bug Fables. The Everlasting Sapling is on sale for $14.99. That's one that we've talked about in our Tales and Sales episode. It's a great ode to the Paper Mario series, so if you love those, it's a great role-playing game. Definitely check that out. And then the other sale on PlayStation is the PlayStation Indies sale, which is going until May 29th, so you have more than a week for that, and a ton of games on sale for the Indies sale. So let's run through those, starting with Solvars. That's on sale for $8.49 in the indie sale. Bat Boy is on sale for $10.49. That's a great price for a great kind of Shovel Knight-like 2D action platformer. Space for the Unbound is on sale for $11.99. Also a great price. Might be the lowest we've seen it before. Time Spinner is on sale for $9.99. Love Time Spinner. That was our first episode. Definitely jump into that. Atagami is on sale, both the regular and the special edition that includes the DLC. The regular edition is $5.99, and the Special edition with the DLC is $7.49. Great price for those 3D stealth action games. Rollerdrome is on sale for $9.89. That is definitely the lowest price we've seen it. I think it's an MSRP of $30. So if you're into sort of that Tony Hawk interesting visual vibe, arcadey feel, definitely check that out for $9.89. That's a great price. Chance of Sennar is on sale for $14.99. Sir Bronte, The Life and Suffering of Sir Bronte, is on sale for $9.99. Trigger Witch is on sale for $5.99. Check out our episode on that. Wildfire, we just talked about, is on sale for $5.99 as well. Book of Demons, Diablo-like game, is on sale for $2.49. So if you got that itch for some Diablo, you want a cheap kind of counterpart, it's definitely worth your money for $2.49. Wintermore Tactics Club is on sale for $3.99. That's a great price for a game with a great story, tactical role-playing game. Dicey Dungeons is on sale for $3.74. Dicey Dungeons is an absolutely awesome game. Everyone I've recommended that to has told me that game is so good. You can pick up and play at any time. Definitely check that out for $3.74. Dreadnautical is on sale for $6.99. Signalis is on sale for $13.99. Return of the Oberdin is on sale for $13.39. A Hat in Time, amazing 3D platformer, is on sale for $14.99. You must dive into this game. It is amazing. Grime, the definitive edition with all that free DLC, is on sale for $17.49. A Short Hike is on sale for $4.79. And then some games that we just talked about, Dark, D-A-R-Q, is on sale for $12.24. Ultros, on sale for $18.74. And Library of Babel, on sale for $9.99. So if you were interested in the games that we just touched on, those three are on sale. And then finally, Blasphemous is on sale for $6.24. Darkwood Special Edition is on sale for $8.99. And After Dream, a game we've talked about in our Tales and Sales episode, kind of a short, interesting horror 2D puzzle experience, that's on sale for $7.69, so check those out on PlayStation. Next up, we have Switch sales, and there isn't too much on sale on Switch because a major sale is just ending as we speak, but there are two games to check out that are on sale on Switch. One is Eldorand, which I believe of the major consoles is the only one it's found on. That's on sale for $9.99, but for the next 2 days, so you got to jump on that. And then Blasphemous, we just talked about, is also on sale on Switch for $6.24 for the next 10 days. So check those out on the Switch eShop under Great Deals. And then finally, we have Steam sales. And for this, we go to SteamDB, and we got a bunch of games on sale on Steam right now, starting with Gris or Gree. That is on sale for $2.99 for the next 2 days. That is a great price on a really powerful 2D puzzle platformer with a lot of emotion in it. Norco is on sale for $5.99 for the next 2 days. Inscription, an amazing, amazing roguelike card game with a twist, is on sale for $9.99 for the next 2 days. That's a great price. Skull, the Hero Slayer we just talked about, is on sale for $9.99 for the next 9 days. Nocturnal, the special edition for that, is on sale for $7.64 for the next 6 days. That might be the absolutely lowest price we've ever seen that game for. Katana Zero is on sale for $8.99 for the next 2 days on Steam. Chroma Squad, great tactical role-playing game and an ode to Power Rangers, is on sale for $3.74 for the next 6 days. West of Dead is on sale for $3.99 for the next 13 days, so almost 2 weeks for that. Definitely check out our episode on West of Dead. And then finally, a couple games from our discussion catalog. Once again, Darkwood is on sale for $3.74 for the next 6 days. And Hotline Miami 1 is on sale for $1.99 for the next 2 days. Hotline Miami 2 on sale for $2.24 for the next 2 days. If you have not played the Hotline Miami games, you absolutely should. And they are on sale on Steam for the next 2 days. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode. Stay tuned for our next episode to see what new game we found for you.